else and pray. Hallelujah. It's a celebration. Come on and give us some praise. Every day of our lives, celebration. Come on and give God some praise. Our God accept the praise of His children. We are His children. Come on and lift them up. Glory to God. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12. I love this book. Well, I love all of the book. Hallelujah. You can't use just some of it. You got to use all of it or leave it alone. Glory to God. But no matter what you do, it's the living word, and it's going to go on whether you're in it or not. Come on, give God some praise. Chapter 12, verse 1, it said, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble and the strong men shall bow themselves and the grinders cease because they are few and those that look out of the windows be darkened and the doors shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be burdened, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return to God who gave it. Vanities of vanities, said the preacher. All is vanity. Come on and give God some praise. Yeah. He said, remember now thy Creator, or remember also the great Creator in reference to the Trinity. Don't forget, and the youth that he's talking about here is not just talking about teenagers and all this stuff, but this youth here represents the strength, it represents the knowledge, it represents the wisdom of the true and living God. So that means that you can be 15, that means that you can be 20, or you can be 30, or 40, or 50, or 60. All is vanity. All is vanity because everything comes to a screeching halt. There's an end to everything. So I'm here to tell you that the preacher's talking about. He said, he looked all up under the sun trying to find all that's good that man does and all that's evil that man does. And he tried to find a common ground that maybe he can put together a whole bunch of wisdom and knowledge and give it to man, and man will stand up on his own and he'll be pleasing in the eyes of God. But the preacher said, I didn't find anything, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, I didn't find anything. All I found was vanity of vanities. Everything that I saw had an end to it.
Wow.
So you need to get your house in order. It says, in the days that the keepers of the house, that is the arms of the body of the house, God is likening this unto a body. Our body is likened unto a house. So he's using the illustration here. He said, the door shall be shut in the street, the keepers and of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow down, and the grounders shall cease. He's talking about the body, the arms and the legs, the mind, the feet. Glory to God. That we have, that we use. He said, all of this is going to grow old. All of this is going to come to a screeching halt. It's going to be an end to it. But there's another part in the body, and that's God Almighty. Yes. And God is keeping the house together.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I don't matter how, no matter how long you live in this world, God is keeping it together.
Yes.
Because there's an appointed time, and it's not going to end till he said it's end.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But God is giving you the opportunity to use your hands, glory to God. Whatsoever you apply your hands to, if you ask it in the name of Jesus, it shall prosper and your soul shall prosper.
Yeah.
Not a matter.
Thank you.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
In other words, he said, whatever you labor at, the preacher looked and he saw all the labors of man. He saw all that he gathered through his wisdom and through the knowledge. And guess where it came from? He said it was given by God. But even that which was given by God is going to come to an end. Glory to God. This book right here called the Bible, glory to God, was meant for the creatures in the earth, glory to God. It's not going to be in heaven. But this book here is the instruction to show you how to get there.
Amen.
This ain't no yesterday stuff. In the beginning it was.
Yes, yes.
It's always been here, glory to God. But we got to, that's why Jesus opened up the book and he read the scripture and he closed it, glory to God. Giving us a chance to open the book, glory to God. And read this scripture and study this word to show ourselves approved, the workman rightly dividing this word of truth unto yourself, glory to God. You're not dividing unto me, glory to God, but you're dividing unto yourself. And when you divide it unto yourself, then you can walk holy before God, and you can be my comforter, and you can be my strength, glory to God, and you can be one that lift me up and encourage me to go on and run this race with perseverance and patience, glory to God, and the strength of God. Come on and give God some praise. It says all the days mean all the days of misfortune and afflictions that are going to come, glory to God. Man got medicine going out of his ears. He's trying to find a way to live longer. But I don't care how old it gets, it's an appointed time. Glory to God. You might think this, glory to God, but the house that God is talking about, the house is on time, glory to God. It's in the right season if you're 20. It's in the right season if you're 30. It's in the right season if you're 90, glory to God. This house is on time, glory to God. Whether or not you're on time, that's another story, but the house is on time. It's on its way to the end, glory to God, that God declared from the beginning. It's on the way to the end, glory to God. But if you hold on to his unchanging hand, you're going to make it to the end, glory to God. Come on and give him some praise. It's all the days, affliction and death and all that. We see all this stuff. And he said the days are described in the following scripture, verse 3 said the keepers of the house, that is the arms of the body of the house, the human body. God is comparing it with a house, glory to God. People going to, I think it's in Florida somewhere, to the Fountain of Youth, glory to God, trying to dip in there and live forever. It's nothing but a cover up. Hallelujah, glory to God. I don't care how many times you dip, glory to God, when God calls you, you going home, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why this book is meant for the creatures in the earth, to give you instructions and directions, glory to God. I'm so glad the living word is not only in heaven, glory to God, but the Bible said that his eyes go to and fro over the earth, beholding the evil and the good, glory to God. It's in the earth also, this living word that calls us to walk upright, glory to God. It calls us to give him the praise, that calls us to worship him, glory to God. But all our praise and all our worship and all our prayer is coming to an end, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you. tell you how. Persevere and endure, glory to God. In this day, in this season, I don't care what season you're in, just keep persevering, keep praying to God, keep on walking, glory to God, keep on talking, keep on praying, glory to God, keep on lifting him up, glory to God, because that's your way home. It said the strong men, talking about the legs. Legs are the strongest thing on your body. Glory to God. You got to keep them in shape. When you sit down, you can't get up. Glory to God. When you need to run, you need to have the strength. That's so you can run. And you said, well, I ain't going to run, glory to God, because I'm dependent on God. That's all right, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, he gave you the legs for a reason, glory to God. So you got to use them at the right time. It might be the time you need to run. It might be the time you need to kick, glory to God. But you need strength to do all of these things. And the strength, glory to God, comes directly from God, glory to God, unto his people. That's why the living word is in this earth, glory to God, or in this body, glory to God, is the living word. That's why we are living, glory to God, because God formed us and breathed his breath into it, and we became that living word, glory to God, walking upright before God, giving him the praise. But the preacher looked on the earth, he said, I don't find anyone that giving him the praise like he should. I don't find anyone that lifting him up like they should. I don't find, glory to God, that we giving to God like our life, glory to God, the honor that is due him, and in his every season, glory to God. Preachers don't pray, people don't praise God in the seasons. When they're sick, they can't give God no praise. They call up on him for healing, glory to God. Hallelujah. When they're in trouble, they can't worship God. They call up on him for deliverance, glory to God. When they're in need, glory to God, spiritual, physical, or financially, glory to God, they can call up on God and tell him, I need some help, when all the time the help is in this book, glory to God, on this side. The instructions are here on this side. Glory to God. This book is not going to be in heaven, glory to God. It's only meant for the creatures in the earth, glory to God. When we get to heaven, glory to God, the book that he's going to open up, glory to God, is going to be here for us, glory to God. And he's going to read what we've done in this earth according to this book, glory to God. According to what we lift him up and how we glorify his name and how we persevere and how we fought the good fight, glory to God, and how we love our brethren and how we love our neighbors just like Jesus loved them, glory to God. That's the book he's going to open up in heaven. I don't know about you, but I want my name in that good book, glory to God. I want to be in the right judgment. I don't want to be in the wrong judgment. But if you don't go according to this book, you're going to be in the right, wrong. Well, it will be the right judgment because God created all things, glory to God. You might not like it, but it's going to be the right one. Glory to God. He says the grinders, that's the feet. The grinders. The footstep of a righteous man is ordered by God. Glory to God. Don't let your feet carry you to the wrong place or in the wrong direction. Glory to God. And the Bible says, be anxious in nothing, glory to God. But be contented such as you have. We got the power of God. I don't know about you, but I'm content. But I know it's more to God than just being content, glory to God. I know that he's all power in heaven and earth, glory to God. And he said, if I call up on him and believe it and doubt not in my heart, glory to God, whatsoever I believe, I can have it, glory to God. I'm not going unto God, glory to God, just to get things from God. I'm seeking after the heart of God. Glory to God. Paul said, I'd like to get to know him and the power of his resurrection. If you only seek God for his promises, for his blessings, for the provision that he put in the earth. You're seeking the wrong thing. The wrong God. Hallelujah. You're not seeking that triune God. You're seeking the wrong God. Why? Because God gave you instruction how to get those provisions that he put in the earth. Glory to God. He ain't going to step out of heaven and put your hands on them. Glory to God. You got the talents on the inside. You got the mind that cracks. Glory to God. You got the strength of God. Glory to God. You got the instruction. Glory to God. The instructor who wrote the instruction. Glory to God. You got the way. Glory to God. The one who made the way. Glory to God. So God ain't going to step down from his throne. Glory to God. And tell you over here and over there. Glory to God. What they said in the scripture. But when you hear these things, God wants you to turn aside and look unto the author and the finisher of the instruction. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. And it says, the passage, still in verse 3, talking about the ears. Him have an ear, hear what the Spirit has to say. Glory to God. I'm not talking about that other spirit. I'm talking about the Spirit of God. A lot of people listen to that other spirit that talks all night long. To try to tell you, glory to God, you ain't going to wake up in the morning. Try to worry you to death, glory to God. And cause you to have a stroke at night, glory to God. But it's the grace of God that keep you, glory to God. Even though he talks, glory to God, the grace of God is there. Just like he told Paul, he said, my grace is sufficient, glory to God. His grace is sufficient so you won't get no stroke. His grace is sufficient so you won't get a heart attack. His grace is sufficient, glory to God, so that you don't wake up out of your mind, glory to God. His grace is sufficient, glory to God, when you lay down, you're going to rise up, glory to God. Clothe in your right mind. Why? Because when you lay down, God lay down. And when you get up, he's going to get up, glory to God. He's already there. He's already prepared the way. All he wants you to do is follow the instructions. Come on, give God some praise. And it says, those that look out of the windows, that's the eyes. Yeah. Hallelujah. The eyes always behold the appetite and the desire. Because if you don't see anything, you don't have no desire. If you don't see anything, I'm talking about your natural eyes right now. Glory to God. You won't have no appetite. Some of that stuff you see, glory to God, if you can see it, glory to God, you don't want it anyway. Hallelujah. And even as the eyes close, they coming to an end, they're going to get dim, glory to God. Everybody up on this earth ain't going to be blind, but that's not what he's talking about. Your eyes are going to get dim, glory to God. If you're not careful, you won't see the word of God. You won't hear the word of God. You won't have no desire to serve him. You won't have no desire to lift him up. You won't have any desire to praise him, glory to God. But if you keep your mind stayed up on him, you shall have perfect peace, glory to God. And you can praise him and lift him up in spite of the infliction, in spite of the condemnation, in spite of the trial that you go through. You can still praise God in the midst. Why? Because you got to remember this one thing, that you are in the midst. God is in the midst with you, glory to God. And can't no enemy come harm you. Why? Because God got his head around you and nothing can cross over. That's why I said we're trouble on every side. All of your enemies outside of the inside of this house can't cross over and come into the house. There's only room enough for three. Glory to God. Can't nobody else come up in there. Glory to God. This ain't no hotel. Glory to God. This is a house perfectly made by the hands of God and wonderfully made by the hands of God. So all of the outside sores can't come. mean, glory to God. There's only one in here that's fighting the other two, glory to God. And his name is called man, glory to God. And that's what God is talking about, the dust. He's talking about Adam that come from the dust. He says, the end to Adam, glory to God. The dust to dust, ashes to ashes. This old body, the outside, the inside, the brain is going back to from whence it came. But if your soul is right, it belongs to God, glory to God. That's the breath of God, the life of God, that living word. Not only is it living in the earth, but it's living on the other side, glory to God. Because there are many on the other side that are living in a glorified, glory to God, because they chose to follow the instruction on this side of life. Come on and give us a hand. Everything that glitters is not gold.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
And the windows are the latches. Those are the eyelids. Glory to God. You better keep your mind open to God.
Yes.
Keep your mind stayed upon him, because you can't understand this in the natural, so you need to understand it in the spiritual. He said, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. They that know him, glory to God, can understand him. They that seek him will get to know him, glory to God. See, this is an ongoing process. When the end comes, glory to God, it's only known by God. But God is telling us through the instruction, be prepared, glory to God. In the season when you are going through affliction, be prepared. In the season when you're going through sickness, glory to God, in your body, you're in the right season, and the body's on time in the movement, glory to God. You might be sick, glory to God, but you're on time, glory to God. You may be going through, but you're on time, glory to God. You may be hurt, glory to God, but the house is on time, glory to God. It's on the way where it belongs, glory to God. All you got to do is press it here and endure and hold on to it sometime, and you're going to make it, glory to God. Come on, give it something. He goes on to talk about those windows, the eyelids, they're going to get dim. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And a leader dog for the blind ain't going to help you. Glory to God. I see a lot with the leader dogs, and they are trained to lead people, don't let them walk into traffic and all this stuff. Glory to God. But they can't protect them from a robber. Robber come along, take your purse and the dog. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it's the Spirit of the Lord,
yes,
that leads us and guides,
yes,
us and keeps us.
Yes.
Glory to God. If the thief steals,
yes,
remember God said in his word, he calls him to bring it back.
Hallelujah.
Threefold, glory to God, or a hundredfold, however God choose for the will of his life, in your life, glory to God. And God said he would make that same thief, glory to God, who stole from you. Let me tell you what God do. He'll pile stuff up on the thief just to bring it to you, glory to God. That's one way God will give it to you, glory to God. He ain't got to send no check through the mail. He'll send the thief, glory to God. He ain't got to send no doctor from the hospital. He'll send the Spirit of God to heal you. He ain't got to send, glory to God, no lawyer to get you out. He is a strong deliverer, glory to God. And God can get you out of any circumstance, any situation, any place that you get yourself in. That's the grace of God will get you out just because you got yourself in the thing. Come on and give me some praise. So your eyes are going to be dim. Many times it's dim to the instructions. How you mean it dim? We get lackadaisical and don't want to read the word.
Amen.
You God know what time I got this message? 4:00 this morning. I had a chance to study Friday and Saturday. Got into the word to study a little bit. Closed the book. Jesus said, in order for you to get this, you got to open the book.
Amen.
Come home yesterday, got in here a little bit, and I said, man, that's not the message. And I turned over, I'm all over in the Gospels. Good message over there.
Amen.
closed the book, went to bed, ate before I went to bed. So you know what that does to you. I mean, it was late when I ate, so when I lay it down, I go tossing and turning all night. Got up this morning, God said, you got to continue. I said, God, I ain't got but a few minutes. God told me to tell you, he told me, he said, it don't take him all day long. Hallelujah. He said, in 6 days I created the heavens and the earth. Glory to God. And before I created the days, I created the stars and the moon and the sun. Glory to God. I did all of these things and you were not there. Glory to God. So God told me to just open up the book like Jesus opened it up. I opened it up one more time and the Spirit of the Lord began to talk to me. Glory to God. Come on, oh God. Come on, Moshaka. Show me things, glory to God, concerning the labors of man's hand, glory to God. He said, it's all vanity. It's all going to come to an end. I don't care how much you store up in your mind or in your bank accounts or you give to your neighbors. I don't care how much you feed the hungry and the sick, glory to God. God said, it's all coming to an end. But you got to keep in order, glory to God. You got to keep this house in order, glory to God. Because it's never going to break his pace. It's on the way, glory to God. So you better be right, glory to God, when it gets to the end that you know not of, so that God can receive that soul that he placed in you, glory to God, and that he anointed him, and that he saved you and lifted you up, glory to God. How he brought you through the sickness, how he brought you through the trials, how he brought you through circumstances, how he brought you through situations, how he brought you through the evil in this world. I ain't about to do the good that the world called good. God did it all. God, excuse me.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on, preacher. Then it goes on and says, the doors in verse 4. That's the mouth and the ears. He said, and ears, and some people talk too much. We got a new guy at work. He signed up with us, going to help drive the bus because we got some increases in the seniors. So God said, those seniors, the body, the house is on time. Some of them got good teeth, but he said the body's on time. I take some 90-year-old people, 95, to the dentist. I said, God, how in the world they got their teeth? I ain't got none. I got other folks' teeth. God said, it ain't about that. Glory to God. It's about the labor of your hands. See, I didn't take care of mine like they taking care of theirs, glory to God. So they only got one or two cavities, and they going to get that filled up, glory to God. I ain't got none. And I'm happy, glory to God, because I don't have that pain anymore. And all I do is take mine out and put them in a cup of water at night and put a pill on it, glory to God. But they got their brush there and keep going to the dentist and let him pull strings through them and all that stuff, glory to God. I don't have to go through that any longer, glory to God. But I still got the grace of God, just like they got the grace of God. I still have the provision, just like God put the provision on them, glory to God. So the body is on time, glory to God. You're the one that's got to be on time, so that when you stand before him and give account of the deed done in this body, they're going to be right. Come on and give God the praise. Anyway, this guy, he can talk. My God, he can talk. The other driver, he said, I said, how come you, I said, I noticed one thing about you, you ain't in the office as much as you used to be. He said, man, he said, that guy can go. We get some feedback from the seniors now. They said, oh, he can talk. Yeah, some of y'all can talk. Y'all would shut up. Now you got your match. Oh, my God, I do the dispatching, so I'm going to put them on your bus. just joking. I wouldn't do that, you know. The tempt is always there. Always there, Lord to God. My body's on time, but you might not be on time. But the guy can talk. But everything he says is good. You know, he just talks. And sometimes you can't even get a word in because it goes on and on and on and on. The door is open, that is the mouth and the ears. Sometimes you need to shut up and listen.
Amen.
And sometimes you need to talk and shut your ears up. Glory to God. But you got to use what God has given you. You can't misuse this stuff. A lot of people are misusing it. Glory to God. But you can misuse all you want. Like I said in the beginning, the body's on time. Glory to God. You can be 90. It ain't losing a step going that way. It's headed toward from whence it came.
Yeah. That's right.
Ash and dust and dust. And the soul, if the soul is right, it's headed in the right direction. And the heart belongs to God. And the breath that you are breathing belongs to God. It's on its way back. Glory to God. God gave it out for his good will and pleasure. And he gave you instructions as what to do with it. Glory to God. If you don't use it right, you're held accountable for it. Glory to God. In this part of the life. And then you got to stand before him when you get on the other side. And he's going to tell you, you should have done this. And let me tell you something. You ain't going to be running your mouth and your ears. The only thing that's going to be open. You ain't gonna tell God I could have done something else. God said you're on the wrong side now. You can't do that no more. Glory to God. You had your chance. What I'm saying unto you, you got your chance. Take your chance. This is a serious walk, glory to God. This ain't no PlayStation. This is a serious walk, glory to God. The more you seek him, the stronger you get, and the more serious the walk is, glory to God, because you're on your way home. So you got to be upright before him and study this word and stick your nose in this book. And when the old nature try to tell you to close it, like it tried to tell me last night and make you tired and sleep and all this stuff, you got to press on anyway, glory to God. You got to persevere anyway, God. You got to go on anyway, glory to God. Your eyes might close while you're trying to read the word, but shake yourself, glory to God, and start all over again, glory to God. Turn around if you have to turn around. I remember the time when I was studying this word, Pastor, and my nature tried to take it, my old nature tried to take it from me and make me go to sleep. Glory to God. I get up out of that seat and take my Bible in my hand and walk around my basement, glory to God, and praise God. Yeah. Glory to God. And start speaking in other tongues, glory to God, that the old nature don't know about, glory to God. That was God filling me up for a later time. And I was in the right season at the right time, glory to God. You got to persevere. You got to keep on doing what God has appointed us to do in this word. Come on and give us a prayer. Hallelujah. Get ready. I heard up. It said the streets. Talking about the street. It says the sound of the grinder is low. That is the mastication with gums instead of teeth is low. People will try to devour you no matter what. They ain't got to gnaw you with their actual teeth. Because it starts up here in the mind. You got to remember that's a part of the body. And the mind tells your teeth what to do. It tells your feet what to do. It tells you, it gives you instructions. Oh, he's good with giving instructions. Oh, that's what the preacher's talking about. He said, I didn't see anything under the sun that was good. And everything that was under the sun had an end to it. It was all vanity and vexation of spirit, glory to God. He said, everything that I saw, glory to God. He said, I only come to one conclusion, glory to God. And that's found, glory to God, over in the last verse, verse 13. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, glory to God. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work unto judgment, and every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil, glory to God. God said he's going to bring everything that man did on this side, glory to God. It's going to come to an end, and it's going to stand before him in the judgment, glory to God. I'm here to tell you, you better have your hands clean. You better have your heart right. You better have that soul lined up. You better stand before God, glory to God, in his grace and in his wisdom and his knowledge. Because all of this that you got on this side is going to come to a screeching halt. All of the wisdom of man, all of the knowledge of man, all of the things that he done by laboring of his hand is going to end on this side, glory to God. You ain't going to take nothing over, glory to God. But your soul, if it's right, glory to God, and if it's not right, you're going over to stand before him so that you can end up in the right place at the right time. Come on and give him some praise. That's why your mouth is going to be shut when you stand before him, because you can't talk God out of nothing. Ain't no negotiation over that. It's all over here. That's why it's serious. It's serious. I'm telling you, it's serious.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you. Speak over us.
For surely you shall arrive at the conclusion of the matter. For in the midst of the conclusion, you shall come to the clear understanding of whether or not you have served me with your whole heart, your whole mind, and with all your soul, saith the Lord. Therefore, as I have strengthened you and give you a chance to allow yourself to make up your mind and realize that you can't serve two masters, but only the one. For if you serve the two, you shall be undecisive, and you shall make so many mistakes that you shall not be able to give me the praise and the glory that I need. But I, the Lord God, am moving upon all flesh in this last day, and I am teaching those that are unteachable, and I'm bringing those back that have been lost, and I am bringing forth the anointing in their lives. For surely the conclusion of the matter is that it's appointed unto every man to die once, and then the judgment. But you shall not be concerned about the judgment if you live according to my word, and you stand on my scripture, saith the Lord.
Right. Come on, give us some praise. That's the serious part, standing on the scriptures. That's the work that we should do on this side. He said, the work that I do, shall you do?
Yes.
Greater.
Yes.
Yes. See, we're here a little longer than Jesus, so we got to fight.
Come on.
I ain't talking about with no fists. That's why he's using the body here. He said, all that stuff, that physical stuff, is going to become weak. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your mind becomes weak as the body moves toward its end. It becomes weak, glory to God. You can't think like you thought yesterday or the day before, glory to God. Sometimes you can't use your hands like you used the other day, glory to God. You got to use them, glory to God. That's what he's talking about. You got to use them while you have that strength and while you have that knowledge. That's what he's talking about. And that wisdom, you got to use it, glory to God. While God is standing before you, while he's instructing you, while you have your ears open, glory to God, while you have your eyes open, while your feet are being ordered by him and you are following the order of the Lord, glory to God, while your hands are raised up and praying in him, while your mind is stayed up on him like a flint rock, glory to God. God said that's when he'll use you. That's when he'll glorify himself in this earth. Come on and give him some praise. People thought they had to do it by their strength. It fails you. I'm closing. I know I done said it 2 times. But I was bolder yesterday. And when you're bold, you're supposed to follow through. So that your ball will act right. Sometimes it don't. But I bowled yesterday and I tried not to get no gutters. And that ball went into the gutter. That was the ball that you gave me, Pastor. I wanted to blame it on that. I said, my pastor gave me that ball and that ball went after right. I forgot about all the strikes I had got previously.
Right.
Right, that's right. When you do it right, it works. What I done was I let my hand, I didn't follow through, let my hand hang out there. Part of that arthritis got me, hung out there. Over the alley, over the gutter. And guess where the ball going? Where your hand is hanging out. When you don't keep your mind set up on God, guess what you're going to do? You're going to go for whatever gets your mind stayed up on. And it's going to be the wrong thing to do, glory to God. I'm here to tell you, glory to God, get your house in order and keep it in. Let me tell you something. The house is on time. It ain't going to do nothing. The body's on time.
Yeah.
We the one that's got to be on time. Yeah. Glory to God. Because God, and a lot of people are playing around. They think they got time. Especially those that don't know God. I said the same thing when I was in my younger days. I got time, glory to God. I'm not going over to this church. Many of the church houses I went to, glory to God, there was no love there, glory to God. And when I stepped through the door, did nobody greet you? Did nobody shake your hand? That's like they was talking about this morning in the Ursher's meeting, that when people come in and ask you for the bathroom, don't point your hand. I done been in a lot of church, they point your hand, or it's down the hall, around the corner, the second door on the left, glory to God. I go down there and get lost. Then I got to walk all the way back to find out where the bathroom is.
Amen.
When I came into this church, and God led me to Hakoshaka, when I came through the doors, the ushers were standing at the door and they didn't pounce on me. They greeted me with the love of God, and I felt that love and I stole my soul. This is where I belong.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. And when I leave here, this is where it's going to end. Glory to God. I'm like Pastor Hart, as long as I got breath, if I can't quote the words, glory to God, in my mind I can. My lips ain't got to move. Your lips ain't got to move. But if your heart is right, if your soul is right, you can preach a sermon like you never preached before. If the soul in your heart is right, you can praise Him and don't nobody know you're praising Him, glory to God. But if there's any glory of God upon you with your mouth shut, they'll know that you're in the right place at the right time, and then they will come to join you in your celebration, glory to God. It's time.